You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On Monday, over 20,000 homes in the North Island went without power as the Genesis energy generator was turned off. But was this blackout avoidable? Energy analyst Molly Mulish thinks so. I spoke to Mulish today about her view on the power outage, touching on solutions to outages and the politics involved, but I began with the blackout itself. What happened on Monday evening to cause the North Island power outages?
Monday evening was the coldest winter storm in several years, which had been forecasted for about 4 or 5 days in advance. So everybody knew it would be a bitterly cold storm.
Why was the power turned off without warning to consumers?
Because the current regulation disallows TransPower or any local power company from, it prohibits them from contacting consumers in advance. They have to wait until the system is in desperate position, and then the distribution company simply blacks out a chosen group of consumers without warning. That's in the regulations.
You've commented saying that the power outages could have been prevented. Can you go into further detail about this?
Yes. So Genesis had several days, knowing we'd had a bitterly cold storm. They should have gone over all of their power generation situations and made sure that the intakes were clear of weed. That alone, knowing that there was going to be a near-power emergency, knowing that the very highest demand ever was likely to happen, they should have gone sure and absolutely fixed the weed problem in the lake above Tokanu so that it couldn't clog up. They could have done that.
So the problem was to do with weeds getting clogged up in the lake, is that correct?
That was the preventable problem. There were other problems, such as the wind generation suddenly got much less. They couldn't have done anything about that. But they could have foreseen the coldest ever winter day. They could have foreseen making very sure that Tokanu area was not clogged with weed. They had days to do it.
There has been a bit of discussion between the government and the energy companies sort of blaming each other about what the problem was. Who do you think was to blame for this?
The regulations. The regulations for security of supply were set up in about 2011, 2012, and I was part of the working parties that were consulting on those regulations. The regulations were designed so there would never again be a so-called conservation campaign in which consumers were told to please use less power. And those regulations were implemented to a T.
Are we likely to see more power outages like what we saw on Monday?
If we have another very cold day, and some of our coldest ever days have been in September, because that's what climate change is doing to the weather patterns. If we have another bitterly cold storm, we're less likely, because the power companies will be much looking ahead to their generators much more carefully. But yes, it could happen. And remember, consumers still could not be asked to use less power to shut down unnecessary demand to relieve stress on the commission, on the system. That is now forbidden.
Do you have any final comments about the power outage?
There are far better ways than putting on extra generators, and far better than building extra generators. We should immediately start retrofitting the most poorly insulated houses, particularly those with many people in them, so that their heat pumps would work more effectively, because almost every house is now electrically heating. retrofitting insulation would have prevented this problem, but it takes several years to retrofit enough houses, so we should start that right now.
That was energy analyst Molly Mulish on the Monday evening North Island power outages.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.